Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 65 today, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 65, verses 1 through 4. David continues his psalm here, or another one of his psalms, and says, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgression. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." I'm going to read these first four verses of Psalm 65 again to you, because we're going to get our challenge from it today, and there's something here you need to hear. You need to see closely what it's saying. David says, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." Folks, don't miss that. Look closely. At some point, all flesh will come before God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 puts it this way. "Therefore, God has highly exalted Jesus and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." The Bible says at some point, all flesh will come before God. All flesh will come before him. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that he's the Lord. And whether they're in heaven or under the earth and in hell, everyone's going to acknowledge that. But don't miss what the psalmist says here. It's only those whom God chooses who get to dwell eternally in his presence. Verse 4, "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts." Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Everybody, all flesh is going to come before God one day and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. But only those whom God chooses get to spend eternity with him in his presence. Well, who does he choose? How does it work? Well, the Bible all the way through has been saying from the beginning to the end that those whom he chooses are those who respond to his call in faith, that they believe that he will provide for their sin. In Matthew chapter 22, listen to verses 1 through 14. It says, "Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and he sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there was a man there who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" In this parable that Jesus tells, he shows he invited the Jews, but they wouldn't respond. They wouldn't come. So he sends his servants to invite everyone, Gentiles, highways and the byways. And when you responded to the wedding feast and invitation, when you showed up, the master of the house would give you a robe that represented his righteousness, that or his acceptance of you, that you were covered by him. This guy tried to get in with his own garment, with no wedding garment given by the master. In other words, I can get into heaven by myself. I don't need to have God's righteousness cover me. I've got my own righteousness. I'm good enough. Those aren't the one he chooses. Those who say, "God, I'm not righteous. I'm not able to be a part of what you're doing in eternity. I'm not worthy. You're holy and I'm not." The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One brings understanding. Folks, today's message is clear. One day everybody's going to come before God, but only those he chooses, and those he chooses are those who respond in faith to his provision for their sin through Jesus. Only those who he chooses get to spend eternity in his presence. I hope you get to be one. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.